Training camp is underway at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center. The Saints get practice number one under their belts. I'm John DeShazer, and this is the Afternoon Wrap, sponsored by Acme Oyster House on NewOrleansSaints.com. Now, the Saints get practice number one for training camp under their belts here. No major issues to deal with. A couple of absences from practice. Tight end John Phillips with appendicitis. He did not participate, and neither did cornerback Damian Swan, who has yet to pass his physical. He is on the PUP list, but he soon probably will be able to participate in practice. Otherwise, beautiful day here outside in Metairie, and the Saints able to get in all the necessary work. Now, a couple of issues obviously have cropped up along the offensive line. Some injuries of note, specifically at left tackle. Teron Armstead, the all-star left tackle, not able to work so far. Probably will be able to go later in the season, but right now, his absence being felt. However, rookie Ryan Ramczyk, who was slated to play right tackle behind Zach Strief, played left tackle in college, and Ryan Ramczyk getting a great opportunity to play left tackle here in training camp for the Saints.
It feels natural for me just because I played there in college. But I think, I think I could play either side well. But left definitely feels more natural right now.
Yeah, do you almost feel like this is a golden opportunity? Teron's out. You're going to have a lot of snaps there, get a chance to get acclimated.
Yeah, like I said, unfortunate that Teron had to go down. But at the same time, it's a huge opportunity for me. And got to embrace it and make the most out of it.
At the end of the day, specifically, if you said, what does the left tackle have to do? The first thing he has to do is stay in front of him. And so now there's a lot to that. Getting the calls, been able to handle the run and the pass equally well. It's a level of consistency and trust.
Ramczyk, obviously with what happened to Teron during the offseason, obviously we hope we get him back. As soon as possible, but in the meantime, you're looking for, where Ramczyk can play. Obviously, he can play. He can play on both sides. He can do a lot of things. I think just developing him each and every day, and the great thing that he has, the great resource he has, is Zach Strief. Zach Strief is such an incredible leader and, I think, mentor for any young offensive lineman coming to this league, especially a guy who's playing tackle, playing the same position. So I know that Strief has worked with him a lot, been in his ear, and will continue to be, and I think that's the best influence that a young guy can have.
They've both been a huge help to me, and obviously the rest of the guys too.
What's maybe the best thing you've learned so far, whether it's from those guys or Khalif, anyone?
The best thing I learned, I think just – they tell you to get in the playbook and study everything. And then, there's so many little pointers that they give you that is really helpful. And obviously they know they're vets, so they've been through it.
Welcome back to the training camp report. And if you listened to Coach Sean Payton's news conference on Wednesday, you'd heard him speak about all of the competition that's going to take place on defense, specifically at linebacker. One of those players affected, linebacker Craig Robertson, who led the team in tackles last season. However, his job and each other job at the linebacker position up for grabs this season.
Craig moved over to the mic, and you saw Steph taking reps with the Will. And I want to see Steph over there on the weak side for a good period of time. I think there's versatility with some of those guys. So with Craig, Craig's played them all. Mowdy's played them all. Stupar's played a handful of those. Anzalone, we think, can go inside at Mike. He's played Mike before. Klein certainly has played Mike, and you'll see him get Mike reps when we get into some of the nickels. So for the most part, as you look at that group, there's a primary, then there's a secondary spot they can play, and that's how we repped them today's practice.
It's the same thing every year. You just compete, do what you got to do as a player, just find a way to make plays. Just keep them talking about you, and you just got to do what you got to do. It's a new year every year. Statistically, we didn't have a good defense last year, so we got to find a way to revamp so we can be better in 2017. So that's what we're doing.
What are you looking to do to improve on last year?
Just being better, just being a smarter football player, just improving on the things that I did well, and just trying to find out my weaknesses and just focus on those and just work on them a little bit.
How much does competition help you? I mean, you guys always say, iron sharpens iron. How much does competition help you?
I mean, me, everyone helps everyone as a whole. Just the good teams have good depth. You know what I'm saying? You got someone pushing them every day, every week, every month. So it's just something that you can improve on. You got somebody behind you that you know can play. It's going to help make you, you know, do that extra study and do the extra stuff in the weight room just so you can make sure you keep that edge.
How comfortable are you shifting from position to position?
I've been doing it my whole career, so I'm used to it now. Just in this league, in this business, you got to be able to play multiple spots, so you can't be a one-trick pony.
Would you even know how to act if you didn't have competition out there?
No. I mean, I'm so used to it. So it's just, you just come out, you play football, man. Football's fun. You got to find a way to enjoy it. Competition is part of the game. If you didn't have competition, most likely you're not going to have a good team.
And speaking of linebackers, we have a great story for you. Michael Malti, who had his last season interrupted because basically he had to have surgery to have his large intestine removed, back with the Saints, back with an opportunity to make this team and contribute.
It feels great. You know, we were just talking, you know, physically it's really no different. And that's the beauty of it. It's been a long off season, but, you know, this kind of marks the, hey, I'm here, I'm back, and let's focus on football. You know, the off season's over, and, you know, let's just take it one day at a time and just try to get better and help this group.
Are there certain precautions you're having to take?
No, physically there's zero limitations, and that's the best part. You know, I knew that it would be a lot of work to get to that point, but if there was any physical limitations, you know, I don't think I'd be able to. Would have been able to come back and play. I probably wouldn't have if there was.
Well, thanks for joining us here on the Afternoon Wrap on NewOrleansSaints.com. Join us again tomorrow for training camp practice number 2.